So yesterday I visited Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, and it's really shocking to see the number of patients that they are trying to take care of. The hallways are absolutely full with patients. Many of them are actually ones that are being brought from either sites, the militarized distribution sites, or people who are waiting along the routes where our convoys come through. So everyone who is trying to find food and take care of their family, these people are continuously being killed and injured. Just in the time that we were at Nasser Hospital, we saw 5 injured and 3 dead people brought to the hospital from these areas. I spoke with a young couple. The husband had gone to Morag corridor area to try and get some flour. This is the first time that he had tried it, and he was seriously injured and was in critical condition for many days. And the wife was just horrified and was saying that this is the first and the last time that she is going to let him do something like this. But people have no other options anymore, and they are resorting to these very, very dangerous options and trips to take, to basically not to starve. The children's ward was full of malnourished children, and even all the adults that I saw today, the ones that were being brought in after getting shot and with explosive injuries, were all seriously malnourished and looked extremely gaunt and extremely thin and very, very hungry. So the only thing that we really need at this point is a permanent ceasefire, because this situation cannot continue and cannot go down the same path that it's going. It's really just reached unimaginable catastrophic proportions.